Hello, welcome back to Transformational Journaling, Week 9, Introspective Journaling. And Module 9, Lesson 3 is Story of Your Life Journaling. In this lesson, you'll discover what story of your life journaling is, the benefits of writing the story of your life, how to write your life story, and some tips to help you get started. Story of your life journaling is exactly what it sounds like. Writing your life story, the story of your life, journaling on all the experiences and choices that brought you to where you are today. Writing the story of your life is an incredible reflection tool. We often skim over our accomplishments and brush off what we've learned and how we've grown from our struggles. Once you start making an effort to recall experiences from your past, you'll trigger memories you haven't thought about in years. All of the experiences you'll recall have combined to make you the person that you are. To sort back through some of your life stories will help you understand yourself so much more. So, when writing out the story of your life, you want to highlight things like how you've evolved and grown, the people in your life that influenced you over the years, your pivotal moments, your traumas and your triumphs, who you are and what roles you play in your life, your relationships, community, and work life. You can start at your childhood. What shaped you? What was your life like growing up? What are the big memories that stand out to you that have molded you into who you are? Continue through your schooling and early work life. What shaped your decisions? What shaped your relationships? How did you follow the path that you did? Why were some paths untaken? What do you feel stood in your way? What helped you out in your life? What hurt you? Continue the story of your life until you get to today. How did you get where you are? Where are you going? How are you, the lead character in this story, moving forward? What's the sequel going to look like? So, don't worry about starting at the beginning. Interestingly, a lot of people avoid trying to write down the story of their lives because they can't remember back that far. But where you start the story isn't important. It isn't important. Starting it is. So think of your life as a series of short chapters. To simplify your story, each situation that you recall can be a chapter. For example, you might remember the time your Uncle Bob took you fishing and the canoe tipped over. Just go to a new page in your journal and write that story. So don't worry at first about having things in order or anything like that. Just create a bunch of chapters and you can organize those chapters later. Just focus on getting the story down. Things like your sentence structure, spelling, grammar, they really aren't all that important for now. Unless you plan on publishing this journal, they may never be important. So you can just deal with all those things later by going back through and editing the material if you like. The important thing is just getting these stories out and reflecting on them. Document what you remember. Get down the information about what happened, what you did, what you thought, and how you felt. These details will ultimately lead you to develop a better understanding of how you've lived your life as an adult. And more memories may come later to expand on it now that you've unlocked that memory. So once you write one of these chapters about an event that's happened, you may find that time goes on, you might be able to return to that chapter and add to it. So I want you to take a look at all that you've written when you've gone through these exercises, and I want you to ask yourself a few questions. Do you see any patterns in your story? How are these patterns still affecting you or holding you back? Are there any parts of this story where you've highlighted yourself as a victim? Is there another way that you can look at these moments that is more empowering? Have you focused more on the positive or the negative experiences in your past? What is that telling you about yourself? Is there a way you can go back and rewrite your story? So you did it. What is your biggest takeaway from this writing your life story lesson? In the next module, we're going to be discovering flow of consciousness journaling, otherwise known as soul journaling, and dream journaling. So I can't wait to see you there. Bye for now.